1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Back to the news. Carrie.
I'm going to stay in the ski world. It's a Big Bang fact. A huge fireworks shell has blasted its way into the record books. A shell was launched over Steamboat in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and it was it set a record for the world's largest aerial firework. 2,800-pound shell. Anybody know what a regular firework weighs?
No.
The Bartolottas might use?
I just watched a thing on, what was it, the Muslim takeover of Constantinople in whatever year that was, 1453 or something.
They might be giants.
And how big were the fireworks they set off?
They had huge, huge cannons where the diameter of the cannonball was like 6 feet across. And
whoa.
So those are pretty big.
Yep.
But those weren't exactly fireworks.
The 2,800-pound shell flew 2,200 feet above the Steamboat Springs Winter Carnival before it burst Saturday night, turning the sky bright red and drawing gasps from the crowd. The Steamboat Pilot and Today, that's the name of their paper, The Pilot and Today, reports Tim Borden had the team that developed the firework over 7 years. A rep for Guinness witnessed the record-setting attempt and verified the mark.
It took them 7 years to make this happen?
Yeah.
Wow.
To develop that large of a work.
Yeah, that I don't understand because I don't know one thing about making fireworks. Why would it take? Okay.
Yeah, I don't either. And where does the
container
powder go in?
Container stuff, powder in there.
I've seen them load those fireworks for your 4th of July, your Summerfest and stuff like that. I've seen them putting them in the tubes.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like they're struggling to lift them. It looks like it's just they take them and put them in there.
I gotcha.
Maybe 10 or 15 pound loads or something like that.
Okay, sure.
I'm guessing, but they don't look like they're 100 pounds. They're going and dropping it in.
Mm-hmm.
So 2,200 pounds.
What about those ones that are just the noise, like the flash and the noise? I wonder what those weigh.
Know. So 2,200 pounds must have been.
It's a bunch.
Quite an explosion.
Oh, here's a picture of it.
And sending it up 2,200 feet.
Before it shebangs, right?
Holy cow. You'd have to put a rocket on that thing to get it up there.
62-inch firework shell.
And if that thing goes off in the ground, how big a hole is it going to leave? If
how many men are dead?
Right, if it misfires.
My God.
So.
Like a moon crater.
Or let's say it only shoots up 1,000 feet in the air instead of 2,200.
Oof. Right, and then treetops are sheared off.
wow.
It took 7 years and 2,000 hours of labor to progressively build larger fireworks.
Oh, okay, so this is
used data from the smaller fireworks to plan last year's record-breaking attempt, which exploded too early.
Because I have had no other record-breaking attempts that I've reported here in this studio. I know that for a fact. So this guy's lighting them off somewhere.
To get to this point, anything up in the air with one explosion takes quite a bit of thinking. All right. I'll take that on its face.
I'll bet it was quite a show when it went up.
I bet it was really crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have to wear earplugs if you were within 5 miles of there?
Mm.
What about avalanches?
Ooh.
It took a month of 8-hour days just to wrap the firework. All right. I don't know about that either. I could watch how it's made on this.
I think I have watched something on fireworks, but it was so long ago that it's all gone.
A very special how it's made.
Fireworks that, just go up a couple hundred feet and go poof or.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this one. They even have it painted up with a nice Steamboat logo and everything.
Right.
Which would make me nervous. You want me to do what? Paint it? It's just unnecessarily fiddling around with it.
And then what do? We trucked it to the site?
Yeah.
And how big was the tube? And was, who knows?
I think it looked like it was buried.
Hmm. And finally, we'll stay out west in Salt Lake City. 32-year-old Vincent Chacon wanted a $200 skateboard from a store in Salt Lake City, but his mom wouldn't give him the money for it.
That's sad.
So what did he do?
He worked real hard.
Nope.
Saved his money and and bought it.
There are two possible answers here, Brian. He
that was a.
stole the skateboard, which I don't think he did, or he murdered his mother and emptied her wallet and went and bought the skateboard.
Last Friday, he put on a ski mask and robbed the place.
Okay. All right. Well,
he did not get a job and work
so
hard.
So he didn't kill her.
Save up for it.
It has a happier ending than what I thought.
And
good.
It opened a high-yield good. Online savings account, giving him 1.2%.
That's a relief. You see what this job has done to me?
An assistant manager tried to stop him, but they let go of the board when he reached into his pocket and claimed he had a gun. He turned himself in the next day.
Wow.
Vincent?
Maybe he didn't like the skateboard. That wasn't worth it.
Yeah, you think he tried it out for on a couple of sweet jumps?
And oh, then, yeah.
32, mom won't buy me a skateboard. I know.
Oh,
32.
My God.
I'll steal the skateboard instead.